Next item is a demand for full review of fare adjustment mechanism and strong objection against MTR fare increases. The DC paper has been, the response has been circulated to members for before the meeting. We welcome Mr. Choi from Transport Department and Ms. Young from the MTRCL for this, for taking part in our discussion. And this paper is submitted by Mr. Cha Chun Fai, Ho Teck Long, Ms. Wong Shu Ming, Mr. Wong Chan Wai Kang, Ms. Ko Po Ling, Mr. John Wong, and Mr. John and Mr. Francis Chong. Anything to add? No? Mr. Ho. Thank you, Chairman. A year ago, Ms. Young was here. And you may recall that a year ago, we actually submitted the same paper back in 2014. Ms. Young, you are in charge of PR, and we asked members not to reprimand you for adjusting the fares, and yet you should reflect our views. Now, today, the MTR fares will go up again. That's why we proposing this item. We want to know if Ms. Young has reflected our views to the MTRCL. We don't want any fare hike. So I also invite other members to supplement my comments. I don't want to go solo today, Mr. Wong. We strongly oppose MTR fare hikes, however. Our hands are tied because of the fare adjustment mechanism. Every year we have fare hikes. And what we can do is to make some suggestions. Now, since you increase fares every year, and you're making huge profits, you should improve the facilities. For the railway station in Prince Edward, you install toilets, you have added lifts, but we want more improvements. For Prince Edward Station, I formally make this suggestion to the MTRCL. After the installing the lift at Exit E, please install lifts at other exits, or at least escalators. Because we have many elderly people and wheelchair-bound users, and it's really inconvenient for them. So after installing a lift at Exit E of Prince Edward Station, you know, passengers need to make a great detour before reaching that exit. So at other exits, please try your best to provide more barrier-free facilities. In particular, Exit A. I think that there is room at least for an escalator. And I think you should consider this. Well, let's invite the department to respond first. Ms. Young from MTR. Thank you, Chairman. I thank member for his elucidation. I want to stress that the fare adjustment is based on the formula under the fare adjustment mechanism based on the indices and figures announced by the government. It is an open and transparent mechanism so that the fare adjustment is linked to a change in wages. And I thank members for your concerns over our fare adjustment, and apart from that, we also hope to provide quality MTR service to the public, and we have been implementing different initiatives to improve our facilities, and in fact our operational expenses went up by 9.3% last year, and the fare adjustment actually is lower than the inflation rate, and we also need to invest in improving infrastructural facilities and other facilities and to increase our passenger capacity. And income from fares is a major source of stable income for the investment in other projects, and we're invest $6 billion a year for repair and maintenance of our facilities and to keep our service in good order. And we also explore other ideas on how to improve our service and to improve our facilities. And may I introduce them to members. We have a $3.3 billion contract just granted for the replacement of our signal system to increase the passenger capacity for several major railway lines. And we also plan for the Hong Kong line, Kun Kun Tong Chun Wan lines, etc. Some 78 compartment trains will be running along these lines. That's an improvement on our existing facilities to provide better services.
And there are new facilities to be provided in the Yao Jin Mong district, toilets and lifts included. And for different stations, we're also going to introduce some new facilities. I thank members for your valuable input in the past. As in the past, every year we would provide concessions costing $2 billion in under different programs. So this year, we are going to provide the same level of concessions. We are going to announce the concessions for 2015-2016 in due course. And $220 million will be top up with the original $200 million in providing the 10% discount for the second trip on the same day. Ms. Wong Xuming, under this fair adjustment mechanism, we are having fair hikes year after year. This is ridiculous because you are making huge profits. This is mind-boggling that you can still increase your fares with a huge profit. It seems that the MTRC is only interested in satisfying the government or the Legislative Council without heeding public opinion. Actually, you should reduce your fares. Don't resort to gimmicks, early bird concessions, 10% discount, and so on and so forth. They are all gimmicks. Reducing fares will be much more straightforward and fair. Since you make such a big profit, you should provide value-added services such as Wi-Fi in the train compartments. In other people, their metro systems provide Wi-Fi. Why not in Hong Kong? Is that you are unwilling to do this? And also for the fare savers, I think we have three in the district. One in Yamate, one in Tsim Sha Tsui, and one in Wong Kong. Can we have more? I don't think the one in Tai Kok Choi can benefit Wong Kong passengers. Some people are living far away from the fare saver booths. Ms. Koh Poh Ling, every year the MTRC is making a profit. It has to do with your good management of the MTR system. And then why do we want to have a comprehensive review of the fare adjustment mechanism? Although you offer concessions, you carry out improvements annually, but to the public, they have strong views about two things. And first, there have been breakdowns or incidents, there are more of them recently. Is it because of the higher and higher utilization of our railway system, and can your repair and maintenance work match the usage? And also, under the fare adjustment mechanism, all you have been doing is to increase fares, but never to reduce fares. So people are concerned how you make, you calculate the sums. Well, your assets are being expanded, and you take into account this and that in the formula. It's difficult to, for people to understand how you calculate the sums. If you do not review the formula, if you don't review the fare adjustment mechanism, it would be difficult for people to judge the performance of the MTRC as a mass carrier and also a public corporation. Well, in the past 10 years, well, we have had fare increases, but very seldom did we have fare reductions. And now, given that you have a big profit, you have made a big profit, you still want to increase fares. That has angered many people. I believe other district councils would express the same sentiment. According to the MTRC, there are many concessions, for example, 10% discount for the second trip. But sometimes you only take one trip and you don't get the 10% discount. You make it difficult for some passengers. Why don't you set aside a fund as a buffer that in the future you can deploy the money to top up your profit if necessary? And then there are fare savers. Some of them are far away from your stations. In my constituency, and Mr. Chan Wai Kung's constituency, there is a fare saver installed. They are popular. For example, at the Hong Wong Road, can we have one more? And that would be most welcome by people who need to use the concession. Mr. Yip Bo Dong, I thank our colleagues for raising this topic. Actually, under the FAM, fare adjustment mechanism, there has been no fare decrease. Ms. Wong has talked about the mechanism as one being the transparent and fair, and you have to look, you have to, a number of factors. In 2011, you have a profit of 10.4, 2012, 9.7, last year, $11.5 billion in profit. So enjoying very stable revenue and profits, $10 billion or more, and still you have been increasing fares annually. You may say that some of the revenue came from property development, but for the recurrent revenue for the past 4 years, if there was a profit of $6.2 billion to $8 billion. So you have plowed back a little bit from the profit to benefit passengers. It amounts to the $2.2 billion. So have you really discharged your corporate social responsibility when you increase fares, because of many passengers have to use MTR every day, and they are facing a lot of pressure in coping with fare increases. So perhaps MTRC should seriously consider freezing the fares and even to reduce fares under FAM. I believe if you do this, you'll be welcomed by the riding public, and they would of course think that the MTRC is a socially responsible corporation. Mr. Chen Wei, welcome. The residents of Kaifeng Court have asked me to say this. They would like to reinstate the $2 fare saver at Hoi Fu Court. Ms. Yang told us that your operating costs increased last year. And as Mr. Yibo Tong has said, apart from ticket proceeds, you also have a topside property development above your stations, and you also have premises for rent, and you generate income from all these sources, and also rental has gone up recently, and so to some extent you have been giving a subsidy. You are given the property development right for the purpose of reducing the pressure on fares. As a public corporation, what have you done to take into account the income from rental premises? If with higher fares, some passengers would use buses or minibuses instead, but that's not in line with the transport department's policy on public transport, because they want to promote environmental protection and in some cases to cancel some bus routes. They are also merging routes or reduce the scale of service, and minibuses are finding the operating environment tougher and tougher. And some members have mentioned concessions. In other countries, they have monthly passes. Of course, the fare level is lower. We have one for Israel, but the concession level is low. Why don't you consider this for other MTR lines? Because they are frequent travelers and they need a monthly pass. Mr. Choi Siu-Feng, through this paper, we express our strong objection to the fare hike, and also we want to have the fare adjustment mechanism comprehensively reviewed. Although the mechanism allows for the fare reduction, but that has never happened. And over the past few years, you enjoyed profits of $10 billion or so, and for this year, it's over $10 billion, and still you want to increase fares. That's unreasonable. It shows that the mechanism is unreasonable. But so you cannot say that this is an open and fair and transparent mechanism. We must adhere to the mechanism. We've asked for review. You haven't answered that question. Objectively speaking, there's no reason for you to have fair hikes since you are making a big profit. Now, Yao Jinmong District Council has identified this problem, and we suggest that the mechanism should be reviewed. You should provide a response to that request. Any other members who would like to speak? If not, MTRC? Thank you, Chairman. I thank the members for their comments. Let me talk about the mechanism first. Under the fare adjustment mechanism, fares will be adjusted in according to the FAM, and the mechanism itself is reviewed every 5 years. The last time was in 2013. In the review, there were some adjustments to the salary component, so that compared with the previous formula, the rate of adjustment will be lower by 0.5 percentage point. So from 2013 to 2017, the rate of increase would go down by 0.5 percentage point for each of the 4 years.
引入了兩個新的元素，一個就是剛才提及過的一個服務表現安排，另一個就是剛才各位議員都很關注， 有一個聯繫。
Oh, and then